Mighty well the song we sing, gladsome tidings now we bring. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling near and far, Christmas bells are ringing. Following, following yonder star, Christmas bells are ringing. Sing ring of this happy morn, lo, the King of heaven is born. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing.
This has always been my favorite time of year. Tomorrow's winter solstice. It's the darkest night of the year, and we'll start getting our little slivers of light back. And it's always been my favorite time.
My lady in gray, you did not just let it go. Instead, made it glow. Gray streaked the auburn, silver, white, gray commingled with highlight, to highlight a still lovely face, highlighted again by smiles that captured me the first time.
Gate where everyone now seemed fairly excited. We were going to be flying the Tinkerbell plane. In truth, it seemed a little like an empty promise to me. Tink looked remarkably underdressed on the side of the glacier behind the fuselage and unnaturally perky amidst the landscape covered with ice and snow. Once we finally got on board and pulled back from the gate, the customary de-icing process began, while the flight crew kept us updated on Seattle's depressing weather status.
At last, when there was nothing left to damage, the naughtiest troll of all saw the big bear lying peacefully in the corner. He grabbed a sausage, pushed it on a fork, and waved it under the bear's nose. Pussycat, have a sausage! He shouted in a silly voice. The bear sniffed. It was a good smell. Suddenly, the troll pulled the sausage away, out of the bear's reach. Pussycat, here you are! Again, the troll waved the sausage in front of the bear, and again he snatched it away. Slowly, the bear lumbered to its feet.
From the land where palm trees sway, here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Mary Gilly came up, that is a wise way to say Merry Christmas, a very Merry Christmas, to say
got to the door, I really couldn't tell. I watched my hand rise up and press the button of the bell. I waited, aided by my nervous rocking to and fro, and just as I was thinking I should turn around and go, I heard the rattle of the china in the hutch against the wall. The triple beat of 2 feet and a crutch came down the hall.
When asked how he got from Turkey to the North Pole, Oscar told me with complete conviction that St. Nicholas currently resides in Spain, which again is simply not true. Though he could probably live wherever he wanted, Santa chose the North Pole specifically because it is harsh and isolated. No one can spy on him, and he doesn't have to worry about people coming to the door. Anyone can come to the door in Spain. And in that outfit, he'd most certainly be recognized. On top of that, aside from a few pleasantries, Santa doesn't speak Spanish. Hello, how are you? Can I get you some candy? Fine. He knows enough to get by, but he's not fluent, and he certainly doesn't eat tapas.